Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through Scripture verse by verse. We're going to do two scriptures again today, showing the fulfillment of Jesus in scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We will be in Jeremiah 23:5 in the Amplified Version of the Bible, and follow that up by John 15:1 through 8. So here we go. Jeremiah 23:5 says, "Behold, listen closely. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely, and he will do those things that accomplish justice and righteousness in the land." And then John 15:1-8 says this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teaching which I have discussed with you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for otherwise apart from me, that is, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers and dies. And they gather such branches and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified and honored by this when you bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am so grateful again just to see that you were called the branch. This offshoot of David, and there's so many ways that we could show how this verse is fulfilled. We know just reading through the genealogies of all the Gospels, or the ones that have the genealogies in them, that Jesus, you were brought forth from that line of David, this kingly line. But just that word branch is really interesting to me, and I know that there are other places in the New Testament that talks about this, but I also just kind of love that there's a tree metaphor in here, because Jesus, you died on a tree for our sins. Not only are you the branch on the offshoot of King David, and you are the greater king, but you have died on a branch, a tree for us. And then in this discourse, before you are handed over to be crucified, you talked about how you are the vine and your Father is the vine dresser. And that just shows that that's the part that's connected to the soil that brings life and hope and joy. That is who you are. And this scripture in John 15 always convicts me every single time that I listen to it or read it, especially the part that talks about, apart from me, you can do nothing. So Lord, I pray for those listening today, especially in the crazy, crazy time of getting ready for Christmas very soon, that we would remember that we are best when we are cut into you and we are connected to you vitally, in that vital union with you. Lord, we want to be vitally united, and we want your message to live in our heart, as the Amplified Version says. We know that apart from you, if we're cut off from your trunk, we cannot bear fruit. But Lord, forgive us for trying to do that in our own strength. Forgive us for trying to manufacture a Christian life without you, without the Holy Spirit, without strength from God above. And Lord, we don't want to play act our Christianity. We want to experience it. And that comes from broken, humble, contrite people, not from people who have it all together. So forgive us for trying to pretend like we have it all together, because we really don't. And we need you. And therefore, we need to be vitally connected to you. Thank you again for that reminder. And I pray that as we go throughout these holidays in the next couple days, we would have that connection with you that keeps us close to your heart, hearing your voice, experiencing your favor, and walking in your presence. I pray this in Jesus' name, the branch. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are so important to me, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this every single day. We are nearing our year-long, our year anniversary. It'll be at January 31st will be the end of the first year, and February 1st will be the beginning of the second year. And so just excited about celebrating that with you. And if you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And yeah, so have an amazing day, have lots of peace, and merry pre-Christmas.